invitation. Thank you. I don't so much enjoy testimonies as honest testimonies. You know, I came to Jesus and everything's wonderful and nothing's gone wrong ever since. You know, I don't like those sort of testimonies. I like real testimonies, where there have been battles, where we've had our ups and downs, and we've learned from experience and two steps forward, one back. Well, my story, back in my late teens, early 20s, you know, I was a real loner, very isolated. I was friendly with a number of people, but no one got close to me. I kept everybody at distance, and I frankly was a failure in relationships with both sexes. I just, no one close. I did everything on my own. I went to sporting fixtures, even dances then on my own. Real isolated kind of person, but very, very unhappy inside. Always wondering, how can you really be happy and fulfilled? How can you really enjoy life? And that's maybe very early to be asking questions like that, but that's how it was with me. I just felt so empty, so unhappy, and so lost, you know. And I'd always gone to church. I'd been choir boy, server, and all this stuff. And, you know, but it was just a dead Sunday ritual. It made no difference to me whatsoever, you know. I think if the vicar knew what went on in the choir stalls, we wouldn't have got the right hand of fellowship, the left boot more likely. But you know, I was just then trying to find some sort of fulfillment and happiness and meaning and purpose, and really lacking in that sense of close relationship and love, and yet being afraid of it. And one day I read this statement, happiness is self-forgetfulness. I thought, I know what I'll do. I started thinking about other people, and I had a massive Oxfam round with about 100 people. I got old ladies' gardens to dig, and things like this. And I was trying to fill that hole inside with social work, and thinking if I forgot myself and got out there, I'd be happy. Well, I wasn't. It still was very much an emptiness inside. And as I say, I'd been going to church, but it hadn't really made any difference to my weekly life. And then one week, I was walking along in Caversham, Reading, and I just heard the bells of a particular church, and something said to me, you need to go there. And the following week, I went along to the Sunday evening service, and it was a middle-of-the-road C of E service, but one of the young people there invited me for coffee afterwards. And all I can say to you is, when I saw those young people, I knew that they'd found what I was looking for. I could see quality of life that I didn't have, you know. They'd found something, they'd found the key, and no one could explain it to me, but I just could see it, I experienced it, and so on. I continued to meet with these people for a number of weeks, and I began to realize what the secret was. I'd been trying to change myself on the outside, but something had happened to them on the inside. And get a bit emotional, as you appreciate. But then after a while, when I realized this change, one of the leaders in the group challenged me, said, Rod, what stops you giving your life to Jesus Christ tonight? I said, why have I got to give my life to someone else? Why can't I go on with my Oxfam rounds and my digging old ladies' gardens and all the rest of it? And he showed me these verses in the Bible, which have become very, very meaningful to me in different ways over the years. Matthew 7, 21, 23. Lord, did we not testify in your name, cast out demons in your name, do many great and wonderful things in your name? And I shall tell them plainly, I never knew you. Depart from me. And my friend said, look, you can do all sorts of great and wonderful things, but do you know God? And I went home that night, and I thought, God doesn't want my money. He doesn't want my church going. He doesn't want my do-gooding. He wants me, poor God. And if he had me, he had the package. And that night, 23rd of July, 1969, I invited Jesus to come into my life. And after about a week, for the first time in my life, I had this sense of belonging, sense of peace, sense of joy, sense of purpose. Suddenly, life came real and alive for me, and so on. And that was where it all began for me. Now, I'm always like to be honest and real with people and say that there's been some big failures in my life, even since. I've had ups and downs and so on. And one of the things, sometimes I've hurt people and so on, I'm not proud of that. You know, I was very much involved in running football teams, and I was so ruthless, we had to win, you know. And And so we had to win. But, you know, it's just a change that's gone on from those early days, even though it was a while to change. But I'm always keen to tell people, particularly young people, it really is the one and only life, but at the same time, don't let anybody tell you there isn't going to be great battles, there's going to be real difficulties and so on. Don't let anybody tell you that there isn't going to be a real cost, because that's being honest with people. So that's how it all began with me, 23rd of July 1969. And from that point onwards, you know where I'm going now, I know what I'm looking forward to. And I just think one or two people I'm going to meet up there and say, I'm so sorry for driving you around the bend, but there we go. Thank you.
Rod, thank you for that. That's precious. Thank you for sharing that with us. Amen. Let's sing one more song.